It was a real contest at the Allianz Stadium in Twickenham. The lead changed several times in the high tempo and hard-hitting first half, England scoring first but ultimately going into half-time with a two-point deficit. The second half started with a more measured approach before Colby sprinted over the line for what was looking to be the opening score of the second half before the television match official ruled a forward pass. It was then the turn of England to cross the whitewash, only for Slade's try to be disallowed following dangerous play. Smith, however, did kick England back into the lead through a penalty, but Pollard, brought on for his long kicking ability, neatly split the post from the halfway line. Colby then dealt the final blow, sprinting across for another try in the 63rd minute. Despite South Africa going a man down to a sin bin, then Khaleesi leaving the field to allow contested scrums to continue, England could not score the tries. It ended with a fifth successive defeat for the hosts, England 20, South Africa 29.